Joburg peaking at 27 degrees tomorrow. Pretoria 29, Polokwane up to 23 degrees.
On the N1 along Danube Freeway northbound, there was an accident at the ramp to Linwood Road.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. They say under 19 women beat Zimbabwe in a youth tri series, and Banyana Banyana looking to secure qualification for their third successive World Cup.
In Johannesburg, an Ethiopian national accused of kidnapping 12 young men is set to appear in the Booysens Magistrates Court again on the 12th of January. Mantisnat Erisado appeared in the same court earlier today. Nomfundo Twala follows the story.
The case was postponed to allow him to obtain legal representation for a bail application. The 47-year-old is accused of kidnapping 12 men who were previously thought to be teenagers. They were found wandering in the streets of Malbiton in Johannesburg, half-naked. Further investigations revealed that two additional victims were allegedly taken in a vehicle by the suspect. Police later intercepted the vehicle, but Erisado fled, triggering a high-speed chase that ended with his arrest. For Jacaranda Newswatch, I am Nomfundo Twala.
On the international front, a Russian warship arrived off South Africa's main naval base today to join Chinese and Iranian vessels in military exercises. It comes at a time of heightened tension following Washington's raid on Venezuela. But a professor of international politics and diplomacy, Yuanzi van Wyk, says the timing of these exercises don't correspond with a U.S. attack on Venezuela.
This particular exercise was planned way before the events that unfolded in Venezuela recently. But it is a very strong signal that the Russians, as well as China, as two of the five permanent members of the Security Council, as well as major military powers, that can show that they are flexing their muscles, that they are continuing with military operations, and that they are ready to meet the U.S. head on.
The exercises were originally set to take place in November last year, but it was postponed due to the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. And Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok has turned off its image creation feature for non-paying users, following backlash over its use to create sexualized deepfakes of women and children. He's been threatened with fines. Several countries have pushed back publicly against the tool, and that tool allowed users to alter online images to remove subjects' clothes. In the light of these developments, digital law expert Emma Sadler underscores the importance of empowering South African youth with knowledge of the dangers on social media.
It's so important that these kids understand what their rights are in the digital age, and also that kids understand that teenagers are actually being arrested and prosecuted for image-based violence, amongst other digital harms, but particularly when it comes to sexualized underage content.
And finally, the Education Quality Assurance body, Umalusi, says the 2025 matric exams were administered largely in accordance with the regulations. The chairperson there says there were no systematic irregularities reported in the examinations. For more on these and other stories, visit jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news.
Had a bad habit of missing lovers past. My brother used to call it eating out of the trash. It's never gonna last. I thought my house was haunted. I used to live with ghosts and all. Couldn't understand it, why you felt alone.
You were in it for real. She was in her phone, and you were just a pose. And don't we try to love, love.